Morgo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
For Coolabah Turf, check it out, coolturf.com.au. You will not go wrong. Hey, it is a situation with our Prime Minister. We have to get to know him because he's going to be around for, well, at least 3 months.
At least till May. It seems like he's on a mission at the moment, though, yes, to prove to Australia that he's really relatable and he's just like us. And he's tweeted a link to his Aussie rock playlist on Spotify and says that he's often driving from Sydney to Canberra, and this is the playlist that has joined him for years on those drives.
Do you believe it, before I rip into a few songs he's got here, or are you sceptical that these are the songs he listens to?
Oh, look, I've jumped on his whole Spotify and looked at all of his playlists, and I reckon he does listen to it. I'm just trying to figure out when he created that playlist. Has he just done it recently to try and make Aussies happy?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Has it been there for a long time?
I'm not sure, because, to be honest with you, it's mostly Aussie music. I mean, I love Aussie music like there's no tomorrow, but there's lots of good stuff from overseas.
Oh, it's called his Australian rock playlist, and he's copying it because a lot of it is from overseas. There is one female artist in the whole thing, and she's Canadian, and there's no Indigenous Australians. So people are really dissecting this, and I can't really decide how I feel, because, to be honest with you, when I pick music, I don't think about including everyone from every race and background in my playlist. I just pick songs that I like. It's not really about diversity when you're picking your favourite songs.
He's gone with the regulars, which is In Excess. You're not going to fail by saying anything from In Excess. And you are not going to fail by saying anything from AC/DC. It's not going to fail. So anyway, and look, that's where he's gone with everything. What he could have put in there, I think, is some Aussie stuff, which is just iconic. Something like, you know, could have put Duncan in there.
And you know, he loves his country music, by the looks of things, by the rest of his Spotify. He's a bit of Midnight Oil, a bit of Noiseworks, a bit of Mental as Anything, who were here during the week.
They were.
So he's one of them was, anyway. I don't know. I don't know if he's been judged a little too harshly on his Spotify playlist, because I think if you like music, you listen to the music you like.
The question we have for you, let's help ScoMo out, because guess what? You're the Prime Minister of Australia. I don't know if you've noticed, but ladies vote too. ScoMo, here's a message, mate. Put some ladies in there that can sing. So what we're going to ask you on 13, 27, 10, what ladies, Australian lady singers, and there's heaps of them, which one should we have in there? Well, come on, we're going to fix the Prime Minister up. He can't be doing that.
Which female artist do you reckon deserve to be in the Australian rock playlist?
What did I say?
Just your choice of words. It's fine.
Lady.
Move on. Yeah.
Well, I could have said girls, and nobody got into trouble.
Yes.
Anyway, what lady? No.
Well, I don't know. If you're an Aussie rock singer, you're probably not a lady.
Oh.
I'm not really.
Well, let me get Susie DiMarchi on the phone.
What female Aussie artist do you reckon deserves to be in ScoMo's Aussie rock playlist? Let us know, 13, 27, 10, because he's copping it.
Yeah, he needs a good foot up the bum for that, doesn't he? Come on.
I don't know. If he likes the songs that are in there, then let him listen to them.
Mate, we have got so many fantastic lady artists that is ridiculous.
Stop calling them lady artists.
All right, female art, whatever, political.
Triple M.
So the Prime Minister, ScoMo, Scott Morrison, has come up with his playlist. It's okay.
Well, he's named it his Australian rock playlist, what he listens to on drives. People are having a few issues with it, though, because in all the songs, I think there's 88 songs on it. There's one female artist, and she's from Canada.
Yep.
And there's heaps of other bands that aren't even Aussie, so we don't really know what he's doing.
He's put some other good ones on there, too, The Church.
Good song. There's some great songs on there. There are some good Aussie rock songs.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, yeah, and Daryl and... got that on there.
We're asking the question on 13, 27, 10, which female Australian artist needs to be represented here? It's not on. Tom's in North Bendigo.
Tommy.
Who do you reckon, Tommy?
How's you going, guys?
Good.
Beautiful morning for it.
Love it.
It is, Tom. Who do you reckon should be on this playlist?
I've definitely gone for one iconic Australian female singer. Olivia Newton-John.
Absolutely.
Tom,
she's a superstar.
That's a no-brainer, though. Let's have a quick listen to Olivia Newton-John. Physical. Yeah.
Could you imagine Scott Morrison listening to that on a drive?
I've gone for a little bit of a different option with that, Brian.
Oh, yeah?
I reckon he could use a couple of songs off her playlist in the party room. You know, hopelessly devoted to you. You're the one that I want. All those sort of things. Because he's the leader, but he could be for another week anyway.
Very good, Tom. Very good.
He gets kicked out, mate. You can say Greece is the worst.
That is true.
Thanks, Tom.
Francis is on the line.
Good morning.
Francis, come on. You're not happy with the Prime Minister not having females on there. Which one would you have on his list that he's got to have on there?
Tina Arena.
Oh, yes. Aussie icon.
Which song? And I'll see how quickly I can get it.
Burn.
All right.
Do you want me to just sing it?
No, I won't.
Great song. Window down, driving from Sydney to Parliament House. I could imagine that.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And the other two, there's a few others, Francis, too. Like, I would have thought that maybe Kylie would have got a run. Kylie Minogue. Yeah, I reckon she should have got
a run.
Would
you call that rock, though?
Oh,
I don't really follow Kylie, but...
Yeah.
Solid Tina from Young Talent Time days.
Now showing your age, Johnny Young. Close your eyes and... No, forget it.
Thank you, Francis.
Thanks, Francis.
Let's go to Danny as well. Danny, who do you reckon ScoMo should have included?
There's a bit of attitude about Danny, isn't there?
G'day, Ez. G'day, Coco. A couple of reasons. I reckon Casey Chambers, am I not pretty enough? Because I just haven't warmed to him yet. And another reason is he's like that kid in your old class photo that it was friends with everyone but nobody's best friend.
Oh, that's probably a fair call.
Yeah.
You reckon that was the case, mate?
Absolutely. Still don't know enough about him and I still can't quite get his measure.
Oh.
Yeah, I reckon it's a bit like that, isn't it?
And
his
playlist hasn't quite connected with you maybe the way he had have hoped?
Well, no, he has connected with me the way I would have hoped.
He looks like if he had a beer with you, he'd hold it the wrong way.
Yeah, I reckon he'd try and drink it sideways.
Yeah.